When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so let's see if we can get him some help here. Hi, Ben and Kelly. I need to know how you all would handle this. I agreed to go on a blind date the other day with this guy who I met through mutual friends. I checked out his Instagram before agreeing. Everything seemed to look normal. There were no obvious red flags.
Okay.
Anyway, we met at a restaurant. He looked better than his Instagram pictures, which was a nice bonus.
Yeah, there you go.
Had a good night. He was chatty. Kept looking at his phone, which I thought was a little weird, but overall, good night.
Okay.
We even went from the restaurant to a bar to grab a drink. He seemed to be enjoying himself. I was having fun. We ended the date with a hug, agreed to do it again soon. I had my phone on silent, so I hadn't seen that a couple of my girlfriends had sent me some warning texts while I was out with them.
Uh-oh.
They both had sent me a couple of screenshots from what I think was his Twitter account.
Mm.
It had the same profile pic and handle as his IG. I was shocked when I saw what was tweeted.
Okay.
The timestamps were all from early in the night. The first one being about he's on a blind date and thinks he's being stood up. I was there before he was. He tweeted okay. that he better be getting some for all he's had to go through.
Oh, wow.
What did he go through? Another was even making fun of my outfit.
Aw.
Like I said, I was pretty shocked. I checked Twitter. It looks like the tweets had been deleted, but I had the receipts.
Mm.
It's so crazy because I didn't get any impression that he was annoyed or having anything but a good time while we were on the date.
Right.
So here's where I need your advice. I haven't let him know that I know he tweeted these things. How big of a deal is this? Should I say something? I'm kind of torn because I thought we had a great time, and what he tweeted doesn't really match what I experienced.
Mm.
I'm a little hurt. Is this enough reason to ghost him and not explore the relationship, or should I brush it under the rug and see what happens? Do guys do this? I'm not really on Twitter that much, but do people have different personalities on different social medias?
Mm.
Ugh. Thanks so much for any help you can give me, Amber.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is, I understand what she's asking with the whole, do people have different personalities on different social medias? Because, you know, she had said, oh, you know, I checked out his Instagram. She probably didn't think to look at his Twitter because she said she didn't look at Twitter. So maybe he was leaving clues on his Twitter feed before that with, you know, him going on dates and things like that and the stuff that was happening. Maybe he's a little bit more active, a little bit more aggressive on that social media platform. But yeah, that is, I wonder if it got back to him, like from his friends, that like, hey, this is not going to end well for you. And so that's why he deleted them. Or maybe
they were like alerted to the fact that, I wonder if some of her friends were commenting.
Oh, yeah, because,
responding.
Or yeah, because, you know, she said mutual friends. So maybe someone texted him and said, wait, is, you know, what's happening? So maybe he just deleted it then because he got embarrassed or whatever. But that is,
I feel like it's a red flag. It's definitely a red flag because it's showing that he's like a little two-faced. He's
right?
putting something, one thing out there on social media that didn't seem to be the other reality that she was experiencing. Like, he was one way with her in person and another way on social media, which I don't think is a great quality.
No, not at all.
So that in and of itself, I would tend to be like, you know what, let's go ahead and maybe we don't ghost him. We just say, you know what, maybe not. I don't think this is the right fit.
If, let me play devil's advocate. If he was trying to, quote, be funny, and just do it for clout, just do it for, you know, whatever, for, you know, social media's purpose. And he didn't really think about the, I guess, ramifications or the effect that it might have on his real date if she actually found out. Maybe he wasn't thinking that she was ever going to find out. He was just going to post this, be funny, do things like that. And then,
but it's Twitter.
And then,
how did he think she'd never find out?
And then realize maybe, maybe he realized through the date, you know, at the end of the date, like, oh, you know what? I did have a good time. This is going to be something, and I'm going to delete them. And so my whole point in this is maybe devil's advocate, he had a moment of humanity where he's like, you know what, this girl is cool. I don't want to do this to her, so I'm going to delete this and
such precious role reversal for us. Are you noticing this? Typically I'm the one that wants to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm like, nope, red flag, I think we cut it off, and you're all like, well, maybe.
Well, I'm just playing devil's advocate and saying,
everybody,
you know,
everybody though is saying bye, red flag, ghost him, sounds two-faced. Gene's like, girl, blow that up so big that his life explodes. Angie, girl, call him out. I would even put it on social media with the screenshot messages. Like, nobody is giving him the benefit of the doubt in this one.
All right. So what I want to hear is, I mean, if we're all on the same page of, like, blow it up, talk to him, you know, I don't know, then that is what it is. But I want to hear from people who caught their date posting something or updating his or her status during the date.
Like, and then how'd you deal with it?
Yes, exactly. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, Megan's like, tell him for sure. The fact that he even tweeted during the date is ridiculous, especially if it's about her. Tell him that she knows. Let him explain himself and then say bye. I think that's the best way to do it. You should probably tell him so that he won't do this again. He needs to learn a valuable life lesson about this during this. So tell him, catch him in the act, and then say, okay, and for those reasons, I'm out.
Two things. If you want to comment, 502-795-1997. If you want to share your story of your date posting something or updating his or her status during the date, I want to hear those stories on the way next. Amber had a great date, found out her date was live tweeting the whole thing, said some hurtful things. Nothing he said was what actually happened, though. Is this enough reason for her to just ghost him, not explore the relationship, or should she brush it under the rug, see what happens?
I think we're all saying we are not going to go out with this guy again, but I don't think that we just ghost him. I think he needs to learn a lesson from this. So you need to tell him that you know. You need to show him the screenshots.
Well,
and so that he doesn't do this again.
Well, that, and there are several people that are like, if you got mutual friends, there's no way you're going to really be able to ghost him, because you're going to be around the same circles or whatever, and it's going to get around to him. So you need to just make sure that you tell him what you found, show him the receipts, and tell him this is why we're not going to be seeing each other anymore.
Exactly.
You know, there are several people. You know, Megan, she did say, hey, look, I almost had the same thought as Ben, that maybe he realized he liked her, you know, mid-date, so he deleted them. Everyone has first impressions. However, just don't post them on the World Wide Web. There's a reason it's called that.
Exactly. Like, how in the world did he not stop to think, what if she sees this? Do you think that she'd be happy about it?
I know. Bethany says, big deal. My husband actually said, and I quote, yeah, expletive, that guy, he's a total DB. I think that guy's either seeking clout online, which is bad, or he's putting on a show for you, and that good guy or good time guy is not who he really is.
Yeah.
Run. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really tell which is the real guy. So
I
think for that reason in and of itself, you need to get out of the situation. But we do need to call him out first so that he understands, hey, look, you can't be one way online and another way in front of somebody.
Did you ever catch your date posting something or updating his or her status during the date? Jill said, my date tweeted the tonight's going to be a good, good night lyrics from the Black Eyed Peas song. I got a
feeling. Okay.
It was a first date. He also tweeted that he was very sure I'm getting some.
Okay.
I found out.
See, could have stopped at the first one, and that could have been sweet.
That could have been sweet. Found out from a friend, snuck out on him, and sent him a DM saying tonight's not going to be a good night.
Oh! That's a perfect way to respond.
Tonight's not going to be a good night, you jerk.
Dang.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny. So, anyways, all right. Well, Amber, I think we're all saying the same thing. Yes.
Reason to not go out with him again, but go ahead and call him out. Tell him why.
There's some red flags here at play. So, good luck with that. Hopefully, you get a little closure and, you know, keep us posted.